www.themicrowaveeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, get friends, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate. I also publish information at, I'm also having information published at byebyebluesky.com, as well as health-access, and then throughout the internet. So feel free to access me anywhere you can and see what's going on. We publish it with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives and keep you and your family healthy and to remove or alleviate unwanted illnesses from time to time, curse from our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions in prevention and protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions. I've utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods, as well as energy and pulses and all kinds of things today. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On the website alone at augmentinforce.com, you will see a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog. You will also see there flash drives, triangles, buckets, t-shirts, pulsers, repellers, books on DVD, and remedies, all in one section. So if you need something, feel free to check it out. As well as I do consultations, so feel free to contact me if you're interested at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show pertaining to the show content, feel free to do so at 208-935-0094. And today, September 23rd, 2017, we are still here. Alrighty. When we're looking at depression or some other emotional issue, okay, depression can come from a lot of different things, and being overwhelmed is another thing that can cause depression. And we are all overwhelmed. Okay, we're talking today about activists and how there's so few activists out there that are actually active, and how the burden is falling to a lot of people to carry the fight on. And want my phone number again? Okay, 519-977-5351. And if everybody, we got 7 billion, well, not even 7 billion people, but let's say we got 7 billion people, and you eliminated, say, 2 billion of them because they're babies and children, and you had the other 5 billion, everybody lifting 1 pound, you would move 5 billion pounds. That's a lot of weight. So when we're looking at, if everybody did a little bit, whether you gave a remedy to somebody, helped somebody out that was sick, told somebody about the chemtrails, what they could possibly do about it, showed people how to neutralize the poisons in the food, what to do about the air, creating EMP pulses, working together at coming up with solutions, then what would happen? What would happen is that 5 billion pound weight would be a lot more manageable, because everybody would be carrying 1 pound. So again, and this also reflects in supporting networks like the Micro Effect or other activists who are doing things. You know, any thing you give, penny, dollar, dime, whatever. Every little bit helps. If you call up these activists and say, hey, how can I help you promote, project? How can I work with you to do something? You know, maybe you can work on a website with them. Maybe you can find information. What I'm finding interesting now is a lot of information and data that I have shared over time. People are now sending me stuff that they're discovering. Some of it I've already seen, but some of it I haven't. And it's interesting that, you know, we are seeing involvement. I'm seeing involvement that way. And that really saves me a lot of time sometimes when you send stuff to me that you're finding. Because I don't have to look for it. Or you may say send something to me that may not really be of any relevance, but there may be something in what you're sending me that might be or may give me a lead or another channel to do more research. You know, it's great how we have that interconnection and cooperation, you know, to help each other find information, get to the facts, and resolve the issues that are at hand. Because, quite frankly, we are on our own. We are on our own. When 5G goes full on, you're going to see how bad it's going to get with the frequency activation of this technology. And if you've been targeted, you've been hit as a targeted individual, then it would suffice to say you need to really reduce your loads, even work at it more diligently to get your load levels down, because who knows what's going to happen when that 5G goes full on. And everything that I've been telling you about this nano, it's in the food. You know, if you are still feeling your Wheaties, you know, enjoy the moment. There is no escaping this. If you've been alive since 1960, you have a high saturation point of this, and it will sooner or later take you out or take you down. Just say take you down. And I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what supplements you're taking. I don't care what you're doing. The very nature of it being in the atmosphere, in the food supply, water table, in just about everything you're consuming, everything you're applying on. If you go look online, and you type in 1,600 consumable goods that are nanotechnology, you're going to be, and the numbers may be higher today. That's an old piece of research. But the nanoparticulates are in the materials that you're handling, even break down and you absorb, even in your mouth. Dental work using nanotechnology. Silicon dioxide with zirconia. Okay, two nanomaterials that every time you take a bite of something, these particulates release from your oral cavity and gets translocates through your brain, your thyroid, your thymus, your heart, you know, your pancreas, throughout your whole body. Well, right now, Jennifer, I'm going to tell you this. It won't matter if there is a blocker or not, you have it. Period. If you were born after 1960, you have it. It's a matter of deactivating the frequencies. That's the big thing. But you still have the heavy load of metal in your body. When you're talking nanotechnology, we are talking a high density of or a concentration of particulate matter that is embedded in the very core of the cells. You know. So good. See, there you go. Lonnie had depression as well. He prayed to God and God released him. So there you go. When we're talking today in terms of, you know, what this has got a threefold hit. You've been eating foods with glyphosates since mid-70s, early 80s, which has broke down your body's immune core by stripping out of your body eight 8 or 9 minerals: iodine, selenium, copper, zinc, manganese, potassium, calcium, magnesium. This is why a lot of you have autoimmune disorders, because you have these things removed. Silica dioxide, or dimaceous earth, has been utilized in the food supply since the 1960s. This stuff will translocate through your gut. They'll tell you, yeah, you can't absorb it. It gave you, again, a half measured reality there. Yeah, you can't absorb it, but it can translocate throughout your colon, permeate through it, and attach itself to other parts of your body, including your skeletal structure, which then causes high levels of excruciating pain, because the silica is now assembling, and it's using your construct, your skeletal system, as part of its matrix. When we're looking at a lot of the issues on health today, what's the number one thing we're talking about all the time? The need to detox. Why? Because you have an overload of toxic materials in your system. Whether they be from hormones, whether they be from metals, whether they be from chemicals, whether they be from genetics. Now, nano. And the reason why you're doing these detoxes is so that you can reduce the load in your system, so your system can now operate and function the way it's supposed to. Because when you remove these things out of the system, the genetic code is no longer being altered or reprogrammed. What happens when men start consuming foods with high levels of estrogen, like soy and pea and pomegranate and flaxseed oil? What happens when guys start eating lots of these type of foods? It starts to cause them to have feminizing qualities. They grow hips like a woman. They get a butt like a woman. They wiggle like a woman. And then eventually they wear boobs like a woman, man boobs, because you've altered the genetic code in a male by introducing high levels of estrogen in their physiology, in their biochemistry. When men drink beer, what happens? They grow boobs. The only thing they haven't got is a mammary gland to produce milk, or that would be next. Yeah, I heard that too. When people say stupid stuff like that, if it wasn't safe, the government would not let it out there. This is them justifying. This is their way of justification of poisoning the earth. That's what that is. You know, that's just them justifying it, because glyphosate is cheap, and because it's cheap, they're going to use it, and because the government said it's okay, you know. And these are the very people that are screaming, cry bloody murder, that the government is ripping them off, raping them, taking their taxes, or charging them, and blah, blah, blah. And yet they'll be the first one to kiss the backside of a government. Isn't the way it goes? Again, this is what happens when you eat soy and you're a male. You're shouldn't say that, because that's general. That would be generalizing. They can't make up their mind. The female gene has taken over. Probably going to hear a little flack on that one. But anyway, what happens when you get overloaded with aluminum? Okay, it's a metalloestrogen. What does that do? It also affects both genders, but the females more so. Causes all kinds of cancerous activity to occur because of the high concentration and density of this material binding itself to the receptors, to the reproductive system. So when we're looking at genetics, transgenetics, epigenetics is basically your environment affecting your genetic code, altering your genetic code. I knew somebody would get that. I was letting a little bit of my male testosterone out there a little bit there. That's all. when we're talking endocrine disrupting chemicals, DNA damage, RNA damage, mitochondrial damage, ATP damage, what is causing all this? You know, that's what you got to look at. What is causing all this? You know, and when we're talking nano, on any metallic level, I don't care what metal they're using, silver, gold, copper, magnesium, iodine, calcium, manganese, you know, zinc, if it's on a nano level, it causes damage. It causes genetic damage, it causes DNA damage, because it does not work the same way as a base micron type material. So when we're looking at what's happening today, and that's why you got the testosterone 50 men. You've never eaten soy, but I bet you have eaten soy, and you don't even know you're eating the soy. Okay, let me get into that a little bit, just detract a wee bit, because you got some of you who thinks he hasn't eaten soy. If you've eaten anything that says artificial or natural flavor, if you have anything that has TVP, HVP, AVP, or HPP, that is soy. Okay, so, the natural artificial flavors can be aborted baby as well, or it could be other crap. But soy is under a lot of different names. Well, correct. Soy is not a food, but it's in a lot of the foods you're eating. So be aware of that. You know, when we're looking at today, what's happening and how things are happening today, you know, and how we're being affected, it's all designed to disable our genetic code, all of it. And I've been getting calls of late from women all over and who have suffered immeasurably for 25 and 30 years, you know, with autoimmune disorders that the medical people have absolutely given up on. Now think about that for 1 minute. Okay, think about this. They're saying that you have an autoimmune disease. In other words, your immune system is going haywire. And they're saying there's nothing they can do about it. Now doesn't that sound a little odd to you? You know, doesn't that sound somewhat strange that I can now classify you as having an autoimmune disorder without knowing what's causing it? How can I even give you that diagnostic? Because I'm seeing certain C-reactive protein markers, or seeing homocysteine levels going up, or seeing white blood cell counts going up, or seeing some sort of inflammatory marker go up. So when we're looking at autoimmune, the thing that you should be asking yourself is, what would trigger my immune system to go haywire? It just doesn't one day wake up and it goes haywire. God doesn't create that kind of, you know, faulty equipment. Chinese might, Americans might, Canadians might, Europeans might, but God doesn't create junk. So unless somebody's tampering with his creation, okay, things should work. So my thinking is really simple. If you have a disorder of any kind, then the first thing you have to understand is, what is the cause? And the second thing you have to look at is, what have you been consuming? What have you been exposed to? What would have triggered this? How much of this is inside of you? See, that's how you got to start looking. Because the medical field today is about as useless as can be. They serve absolutely no purpose but to make money for the drug companies and to scoop off or skim off the top for themselves. The rest goes to them. They have absolutely no use whatsoever. You will find the odd medical practitioner, an allopath or a physician, that actually does care and is trying. But the percentages are really, 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 really low. Really, really, really low. So, think in these terms. How many of you have a gut disorder? You got some kind of C. diff, or you got some kind of entitled itis of some kind, diverticulitis, Crohn's, leaky gut, whatever, enteritis. Did you ever think that something would go into the colon and alter the genetic code of the colon? So now that the colon cannot communicate with itself, so that it could regulate what's going on inside the colon. And on top of that, something that would have gone in and created a shorting out or jamming or shutting down. Now let's look at what's in the colon. We got bacteria in the colon. Now for the most part, most people have more bad bacteria than good bacteria because of the glyphosate exposure and the atrazine and the nano and everything else, plus the smart dust. Let's not forget smart dust. Smart dust is being sprayed in the field. Smart dust does not get deactivated in the processing of the food supply. It actually gets integrated into the food supply and you eat it. Everything possibly that the transmitters in those smart dust particles are still active in your gut, creating the cortisol, creating the yeast infections, creating the leaky gut, creating the enteritis, the diverticulosis. Did you ever think that that is a possibility? Did you ever even think that this kind of thing could be even in the food supply? How come men today are having prostatitis and in the 50s you never heard of it? Why are guys having problems with their prostate today? Could it be because of the aluminum they're exposed to, or the soy that they've consumed, or the flax oil that they've been downing because they've been told flax oil is such a good omega-3 for you, causing a huge estrogen overload? Could it be because of iodine being stripped out of the body, selenium being taken out of the body, the zinc being stripped out? What would cause all that to happen? Maybe the fluoride in the water, in the tap water, might cause that to happen. Maybe the chlorine that you're exposed to may cause that to happen. Maybe the cadmium from the atmosphere coming down on you may cause that to happen. Maybe high levels of cadmium might be being put in the food supply on purpose to cause this issue. How about the nanosilver that everyone's propagating, and the titanium dioxide and the cadmium? You know, what is that destroying? Destroying the selenium levels that your body is required to protect the testicles, which can then lead to testicular cancer. Catch what I'm trying to show you here. Now, a lot of this will not happen overnight. A lot of this has happened to a lot of you over decades of exposure. Now, those of us born in the 50s, mid-60s, usually our constitution is pretty good because we got it from our parents who weren't exposed to all this crap. But the generations after us, unless they were in some kind of hole or cave or some isolated area which didn't get the exposure, are breaking down at an accelerated rate. And the ones after that even faster. Too, we get to the point today, we have now a transgenic disorder called transgenderism. And these people should be litigating against groups like Monsanto, Bill Gates, and the rest of them. So, when we're looking today at what's happening and all the disruptions that are occurring today in regard to the amount of health issues that are occurring. When I was growing up as a kid, 9 out of 10 people were healthy. You had 1 out of 10 Today, 9.9 out of 10 people having health issues of some kind. Autoimmune disorders, diabetes 1 and 2. We're talking children now, 5 and 6 years old, having diabetes 1 and 2. We're talking cancers now that have gone off the deep end. Why is this? See, the only reason why we're having the cancer levels as high as we're having is because our environment has become completely unhygienic. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more stuff. So see you in a bit. Hey, we are back, and you're back on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and we are in the nano realm and autoimmune disorders. I'm trying to get you to think. You know, some of you may are saying that, you know, you don't have any of these symptoms, and that's great and wonderful, but it's only a matter of time, and I'll tell you that straight out, and I'm being an optimist. What we have to understand in the nature of the New World Order, We are going to have new world order diseases that are going to occur as a result of biotechnology, because they are using DNA now in the constructs of everything that we're dealing with today and on with nano. So when we're understanding that the implication of what we're going to be exposed to is going to be different. It's not going to be the same. A common cold won't be a common cold anymore. It'll be a mutation with an incorporation of some kind of nanotech. That's what's happening. And everybody's immune system will be subjected to breaking down as a result of this. And then the New World Order, the globalists, will offer you a pill, a chip, or some kind of frequency device that will be able to turn off these frequencies in order to shut down these future pathologies. You're going to have to understand the nature of their program. You're going to have to understand the nature of the genetic code. Future herbalists, future naturopaths, future aromatherapists, future alternative healers are going to have to understand the nature of nanobiology or synthetic biology, because what is happening now at this stage in our existence is this is being introduced at this stage on every level, and not just the United States and Canada. It's right across Europe, it's in Asia, it's down in Australia, it's down in New Zealand, you know, it's down in South America, the Caribbean. This has become a global problem. Now, we can actually tie chemtrails to this phenomena, because wherever the chemtrails are, this issue is occurring. And whenever we see cell towers go up, it is also occurring. So you may want to start thinking in terms of future reference, how to treat ourselves, because and how to again combat these things. We're going to be dealing things on a twofold level. We're going to be dealing with mutations and alterations from nano to DNA. When you have materials inside your body that can be activated by a cell tower, by a cell phone, by an iPad, by a computer, by a television set, a radio, AM, FM, RF, ELFs, EMFs, light, cymatics, okay, then you're in for war. And this is hitting us on so many different fronts. So this is where the understanding of this technology, how it affects us, how it manifests, how it assembles, how it networks, is going to be very key and crucial in understanding how to turn it off. So when we're looking at when you're looking at the issue today in regards to what is afflicting us, okay, yeast should not be causing the problems that it's causing, not in anybody's health, but because yeast has been mutated as a result of transgenics or epigenetics, which includes the environment altering the genetic code of the yeast, and on top of that, the activation with the nano programming, you are dealing with a mutated strain. And the medical field is not looking at these other factors. Let's look at smart dust. Smart dust is being sprayed in the field to regulate the water table, to regulate the harvesting time, to regulate if the soil needs certain specific nutrients, so forth and so on. But what happens to that in the food supply? What happens to that when they harvest it? Okay. When I was growing up as a kid, we could eat bread. We could eat bread, we could eat corn. I remember I'd eat 3 or 4 cobs of corn. The next day when I went to the washroom, I did not see any corn floating. By mid-1970, when I used to go, we have a corn fest here where I live. We'd go out to the farmers and used to be able to buy corn right from the farm. He'd have a shack or whatever, you know, and we'd buy corn. peaches and cream corn. Boy, that was really good. Used to go down good. But also, the next day, yeah, we're talking mid-70s here. The next day, I also noticed that half the cob was floating in the toilet. Now, I was a young man, so my digestive system was not compromised. But the corn wasn't being broken down. Why was that? Because of the transgenics, epigenetics. Got to the point where eating corn was a waste of time because more energy was being used to remove it from my body than for me to utilize it. And the corn produced a polymer. So when we're looking at some of the things that are going on today in regard to our food supply and how, as a result of these technological attachments to our food, and then we consume those active technologies, it starts to create mayhem in the digestive system. It starts to create mayhem in your genetic code. Now we got chemtrails buzzing about. Before, we just had the factories that were emitting all kinds of pollutants, what they called ultrafine particles or monatomic particles, that were again being exposed, and again we were breathing them in, which again started to cause an autoimmune disorder for a lot of people, especially in areas of cancer. As a result, because of this high level of exposure, a lot of people were having health issues. Still going on today. In fact, the United Nations is saying that the air quality is the number one killer on the planet. Why is that? I don't think God would have made a toxic environment for humans that require oxygen on certain levels to exist and thrive, or carbon at certain levels for plants to thrive. So what has altered this element? What's in the air now? You know, and this concept of having a job. You need a job, 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 and you go to work, and you're working in a crappy environment. Not even fit for any form of life. And yet you go to these jobs because you need the money. And then you wind up dying, never seeing retirement because of some, again, overloading of exposure. So when you're looking at some of the things that are happening today, you have to reevaluate a lot of things that you were told. A lot of things that we were told that were once good. For instance, berries. Berries, we're all told about how it has a high antioxidant profile, how it has all these things, but all the berries are saturated with nanoparticulates, all of them. So unless you're juicing them and then stripping the leftover particles from the juices out, you will absorb a high concentration, a high density of these components. Okay, they do not, again, they do collect and they do translocate. So again, this is why I'm saying you have to learn neutrality. Until we can come up with a way to extract the nanoparticles out of the food supply, you are going to be overloading yourselves with these things. And as a result, you are going to, again, wind up with the heavy end of the load. Cancer is the ultimate dictate that your body is so toxic and so overloaded and so overwhelmed with something that is unable to clear out what's going on because of you repeatedly overloading the body. As a result, you start choking out the biological functions and you start altering the genetic code. So, and then you have a mutation now that is proliferating through your body. And in order to stop the proliferation, you have to stop loading the system with what's causing the cancer. Acid and alkalinity play very little role in this in all reality. Okay. Sustaining cleanliness, sustaining a hygienic effect on the food, reducing and removing the toxins, is going to go a lot further than being acidic or alkaline. You need to maintain a balance, for sure. But being one way or another, over this or over that, with this tech and this kind of violation, is not going to make a hill of beans. Not at all. Not until you start flushing out these excess particulates are accumulating in the body, not until you start removing the transgenics that you've accumulated in the body, not until you remove the things that are causing an epigenetic effect affecting the body. Until you remove those things, you're not going to see real good results. So when we're looking at what's going on today in regard to, all the things that are happening and what's happening, okay, you're going to have to re-examine what you've been told is healthy. You're going to have to re-examine some of the foods you're eating. You're going to have to start looking at things under a scope, to validate even what I'm telling you. All the juices at your grocery stores, health food stores, they're all loaded with the stuff, all of it. Your wines, majority of the wines are loaded. If you've got a distilled alcohol drink, vodka, rum, any clear base, brandy, cognac, these will have been distilled two or three times. So that would remove a lot of the particulate buildup. So you would have a fairly clean drink. Again, probably around 95-97% clean, which would make these a healthier alternative. Unless you're going to distill your wine into a brandy. Let's say you buy a bottle of wine. I'm going to give you another little tidbit here. If you buy a bottle of wine, right, and you freeze it, and then you put it in a, you freeze it, then you take it and chunk it out and put it in one of those spinners, those vegetable spinners, and you put a handkerchief around the ice and spin it. What will happen is the alcohol will come out and whatever was in it will be trapped in the ice. So now you would have clarified or cleaned up the beverage you have. So that's another way of distilling, another way of filtering out and removing some of the particulates. The best way to remove any particulate in whatever you're drinking in regard to anything along those lines, whether they be juice or an alcoholic beverage like wine, or de-alcoholized wine, for those of you who don't drink alcohol, is to add oil to it, a teaspoon of oil, blend it, and then filter it afterwards so that it will collect the metallics or the particulates in these foods so that you can now drink them with relative safety. You're no longer in Kansas anymore. You're no longer dealing with just a simple, clean environment. We haven't had a clean environment. Look up in the sky sometime. If you're living in an area where your skies is a deep, deep, deep violet blue like they used to be, chances are then you may not have the heavy-duty saturation. But if you're living in an area where the sky is white, powdery white blue, then I assure you that whatever's up has got to come down. If you still are not sure, I will tell you this. Go watch a video on the YouTube, Chemtrails, The Secret War. This was done by the Italian scientific community and researchers. You will find what I'm saying and what they have said, what they're saying, will equate. Okay, show in Detroit was canceled. All right. When we're looking at what else we can do, start using things that have chloride in them. Potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, cesium chloride, sodium chloride. You need to use these chlorides to remove any infection you have going on in the system, because the nanoparticulates in the body will have saturated your systems. For a lot of you, especially those of you who have been in having autoimmune disorders since the 70s or 80s, you're going to need those chlorides to remove a lot of the damage and to disinfect your system. Let me give you an example of how this works. When you put a container and you fill it with water and you add a little bleach to it and you put your glasses and your silverware to it and you let them sit there overnight, the next day when you go to rinse off the glassware or the silverware, what do you notice? You notice that the glass is crystal clear. You notice that the silverware is shining better. Why is that? Because the chlorine is a salt. Type of salt, and it is now removing the biofilm that is accumulated on the glassware and the silverware. So it will break down the biofilm. If the biofilm is going to be broken down with that, imagine what it, if you take the chlorides inside the body, like sodium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, what's that going to do to the cells? What's that going to do to the tissues? Now, imagine taking those chlorides and adding phosphorus to them. Ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Salt penetrates the cells, phosphorus penetrates the cells. Ooh. So what happens when you make a liposome out of that? Now you're going to get better penetration into tissues and other places and even organs like the brain. The brain will have nano in it. What will help remove, get rid of that? Salt, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, cesium chloride. Keep you from getting brain cancer. Add a phosphorus component to it, like a liposome, sunflower lecithin with the sodium chloride. What happens? Ooh, it goes into the fats of the cells of the brain and can help, again, detoxify. So when we're looking at these things, you'd be surprised at how they can benefit. Even alcoholic beverages have a benefit in small amounts, not to get drunk on them, but in small amounts can stimulate the heart, can clear up the blood vessels, can, again, cleanse the liver, can produce a high cleansing effect on the system and a stimulating effect on the system. And again, if you combine an essential oil with the alcohol, you can make a tonic that's extremely powerful as far as antibiotic, antibacterial, antifungal, any viral, any parasitical, depending on what you combine with it. Like we did with the one video we did with when we added a little shot of brandy with one or two drops of thyme, the anti-biofilm one we made, you know, and some savory, and you swirl it around together and drink it. That penetrates and permeates throughout the whole system because the blood carries it. So these are things that we can do to neutralize and negate some of the toxicities of the, again, the exposure of these mutations that are occurring in our bodies as a result of being exposed to nanobiology or synthetic biology. You know, we are in another paradigm, and we have to start thinking and healing our bodies and dealing with, you know, the nano component here. This is a program added to another program. You have a summation of two programs, one altering it, one protecting it, one changing it, one delivering it. It's all there. So when we're dealing with things today in our fortification, we have to start thinking in terms of how do we shut down the program? How do we turn off the frequencies? How do we block the frequencies? It's already in you. There is no question whether you think it is or not. And if you still have any doubts, give it a year or two, or wait till the 5G kicks in. Then we'll see how strong you really are. Then we'll see what really is going on. Because once that frequency activates, there won't be no shutting it off unless we have figured out by then how to do so. Tony, how about MSM biological sulfur? What about it? Use it. I try to find a clean one, but MSM is a sulfur which converts to DMSO, which again, you can try even mixing these chlorides with it, because then the DMSO will again carry that even through the blood-brain barrier. We have to detoxify our brain. Our brain is loaded with these nano compositions in the head. That's the first place it goes to. You will find that your temples, sides of your eyes, underneath your jawline, by your ear, behind the neck, will be heavily targeted as far as deposits of nano materials coming out of the system. So anything you can do to help flush the brain, by all means do so. But salts are going to be required, phospholipids are going to be required, solvents are going to be required. This is where the alcohol will come in as well. So if you say you take your brandy or cognac or vodka or rum, because these are clean, and you added an essential oil to them like thyme and savory and mixed it up and then consumed it. And I'm not talking a bottle, I'm talking a little shot or even a teaspoon of this. This will go a long way in penetrating the brain and causing high levels of detoxification. Sodium chloride is your table salt. Sea salt will be a good source. You can use a pickling salt. Pickling salts have a high concentration of chloride in them. Magnesium chloride you can find almost anywhere. And potassium chloride you can find almost anywhere. You can try your farm supply places. Those would be good sources too. Okay, before I go on, let me talk about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network and the need to support an activist. Here's an activist that's putting it out there, allowing us to come out as on a platform. Send them your support. Keep them going. Keep them strolling. You got ByeByeBlueSky.com by Susan Maher. Gag Canada by Bernadette Green in Canada. Two activists who are out there showing the way and showing and explaining things and expressing things of what's going on throughout the world. They're in Canada. They're trying to put it out there. Help them out. Again, don't ask what your activists can do for you. Ask what you can do for your activist. Okay? Help them out any way you can. Send them your support as well. And or help them out. See what you can do. Then you've got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs at yahoo.com. We also have a website called augmentinforce.com where you can go to the catalog link and look on there and see what's there. We have triangles. We have buckets. We have t-shirts. We have repulsors. We have grounding straps. We also have books on DVD and a flash drive and old-fashioned remedies. And if you're interested in a consultation, again, you can call me at 519-977-5351 or independs at yahoo.com. All righty. It's not a hopeless case. It's just an overwhelming case. And you can only do so much in a day. So do what you can, because you'd be surprised the little that you do or the things that you do achieve and get done will go a long way in mitigating a lot of issues. Sometimes fixing one thing in the body can affect 100 things or 1,000 things. You know, this is really important that you get this, okay? Don't get to a point where, oh, what am I going to do? It's all hope. Don't get there. You got to stand up to whatever's here. You got no choice. You got nowhere to run. There's no place for you to go. Nowhere. So you may as well come up with a solution. You may as well work at this. You know, come up with some ideas. Look at some research. Share the research. Brainstorm. Hook up with activists or active people so that you can work together in a cooperative. What is my opinion about using butter? By all means, you're going to need it. You're going to be craving it. You're going to be craving saturated fat like no end. I would be using butter, ghee, even a form of butter. Definitely use it. You are going to need it, trust me. Lard, tallow, cocoa butter, coconut oil, MCT oil, lanolin. You are going to need these butters, you know. You'll find that as you start detoxifying these mutations that are occurring in your body, your appetite is going to drop significantly. You're not going to be eating nowhere near the volume of food you're eating now. I assure you, your body will not even need it. You may even get down to one meal a day and go all day on that. The reason why you're eating so much is because of the program that you've been told to eat 3 to 5 to 10 meals a day. And because the food has very little value and your gut is being cluttered with nanobiology on a regular basis, that you're constantly feeding that program. Once you start dismissing that out of the system, you're going to be surprised how easy it is to maintain your body weight, unless you drink a lot of cream and don't do nothing like I did. But, you know, yeah, you'll find that you're going to eat a lot less. There might be some days where you might nibble a little bit more here and there, but even the volume of food and even how much you eat, when you eat, that's all going to change. Once you remove this nanobiology, this mutation out of your system that's mutating your genetic code and your DNA, altering it, and you start going back online, you start rebooting back to normal, you're going to find a lot of things that you thought were taught, a lot of things that you believed in. Well, I don't care on what level it may be and who you are, what you're, where you come from. That's going to change as well, because you're going to start seeing the truth on a lot of different things. But like I said, the one thing you'll find that the idea that you got to eat so many times in a day, that is so far out to lunch, it's not even funny. And you'll find that you can go days sometimes on so little, even weeks, because your digestive system will be working, functioning like it's supposed to. You won't need to eat a lot. You won't need to consume it that much. You won't have to, you know, you won't feel like you have to eat a festive meal every time you eat. You may find that a little bit will take you further than if you ate too much and you got overwhelmed. You know. So, when you're talking, an insatiable appetite can't get filled. That's telling you that your colon is not working properly. Tony, I haven't been able to find thyme essential oil. Are you kidding me? It's pretty common. Go to contact Herb Stop online. Now Brand sells a white thyme. Or Acacia sells a white thyme as well as a red thyme. So you may want to contact them either online and just buy it direct. Your thyme is pretty much the same no matter what company you buy, whether it's Now or Acacia, whatever. It's just the difference is going to be the price. Herb Stop Online has a full variety of essential oils as well. So again, there's lots of places that have it. So again, check it, you know, go do a little searching. Am I hearing music? Okay, I am hearing music. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Again, get together, cooperate, get with active people, get with like-minded people, come up with solutions. You know, look at the videos we did. Check out, again, the site on YouTube. Two guys who know some stuff. Talk Nana with Susan Meyer. Check it out when you can. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Take care, eh?